begin. Before we go to the next siman, let's go over some of the Sha'arim Mitzion Bahalacha and Siman Nem Beis. We're up to Dalit on page Reish Lamed Dalit on the bottom. Sheyodea bo sheyitol yadav. We're up to the halacha. Spoke about the person. We the halacha again. Halacha tezvav lo yitein adam lechol elalimi sheyodea bo sheyitol yadav. We discussed this idea that you're not allowed to give food to a person unless you know that he will wash. He will wash his hands, recite al netilas yadayim, and will recite the bracha of hamotzi lechem min aretz. We discussed the problem that you invite people that are not yet observant, and they're not going to wash, they're not going to make a bracha. How do you deal with this situation? So he says here on the bottom, sheyodea bo sheyitol yadav uvibotei mis odos shabam shal l'sham lechol v'lishtos. And in wedding halls or restaurants, different places where they have meals, different places where they're serving public meals. Shabam l'sham lechol v'lishtos b'sochem gam elu mikale hadas. You have there among these places people that are lightheaded. What is the halacha? Are you allowed to invite a person to a party if you know that he's not going to wash and recite Birchas Hamazon? I am Zeb Shal Tshuvas Teras Chesed LaGoyim Milublin. Shenishal Kvar Mizeh VeHelo DeDin Zeh Nemarak Im Neisin Loim BeMatano DeOs Havi Kmo Trei Avri Dinaro She'Ein Yochol Litol BeAtzmo VeOiver Os HaNoisin Alif Neiver. The only time it's forbidden is if he's not going to eat unless you give him the food. So the only reason, just like we have this concept that are you allowed to give to a person a nazir, are you allowed to give him grapes? So if he could take it on his own, then you're not doing anything wrong by giving it to him. Because even if you're not going to give it to him, he'll take it on his own. But if he's on the other side of the river, and the only way he can get it is by you giving it to him, then you're over on lifna iver lo sitin mirshol. Yes?
I saw another shaila. Are you allowed to ask a nazir to bench with a kosh?
Are you allowed to ask a nazir to bench with a kosh? So he doesn't have to actually drink it.
It's not lifna iver.
So he told him that he doesn't have to drink. When you bench ala kois me'ikar hadin, you do not need to drink from the kois. You can even recite me'ikar hadin bor priya gofen and don't drink from it. We don't do that today, but technically that can be done. The bracha is being said in honor of the cup. It's not necessarily being said to have pleasure from the cup. So holding the cup, I don't think will necessarily be a problem. He doesn't have to say bor priya gofen at all. For example, shalashudas. Shalashus, you say you make your bench alakos and you don't recite Bari Priya Gofen. What's the only exception? Does anyone know the only exception according to most opinions? Shev brachas. Shalashus, Shev brachas. You say Bari Priya Gofen and the Chasam Kala drink, even though they have not yet davened Ma'ariv and they have not yet made Havdalah. Under a chuppah, there are different minhagim. Most of the people who are Masadik Lushan, they sip. They have it spill onto their finger and they lick it. I don't know if the photographer, the women don't like it. The men don't care. But the women, what?
Is that what we learned? You shouldn't eat with your fingers.
You shouldn't eat with your fingers. Under the chuppah. The Masadik Lushan says, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Borei Pri Hagofen. So then if you look very carefully, look at the videos.
Yeah.
A good Messiah, the Kaddush, not a rookie. You know, there's some rookies out there, they don't know what they're doing. But a good Messiah, the Kaddush, the experience, they'll tilt their hand, and a small amount of the wine will spill onto their fingers, and they'll very quickly, without the woman watching, they'll lick their finger. They'll lick their finger so they should, the baruch of Bar Priya Gofen should be chal on the yayin, the pleasure they have from the yayin. The bracha is not levatola. It's anyway not levatola, but lechatchila, you should derive pleasure after you recite the bracha of Bar Priya Gofen. You with me? You never saw this?
Never saw this.
They saw it all the time. I hardly ever go to a wedding anymore, but in the olden days...
Maybe it's because they have to go to another one after they look at it.
In the olden days, when I used to go to weddings, I used to see it. I used to stand close enough, I could always...
Why
certain,
you look?
They know that that's what you're supposed to do. I've seen this by different people, That's what you're supposed to do.
Why? Doesn't he make the bracha for the chosin?
But there's a very big hefsek. No.
The chosin can make his own brachas for
the... No, you're not supposed... Chosin not supposed to make the bracha.
Only because maybe he doesn't know.
No, not because of that. It's not by your own... by your own wedding, you're not supposed to make the bracha.
Why, yes.
Because you're relying on Hitler.
Yeah, I don't know why, but you know, that's the halacha. Your chassan is not supposed to make the brachas. The mesader, the one that is mesader kiddushin, he makes the bracha. He makes the two brachas.
Do you need a mesader kiddushin?
Technically, no.
No,
so you don't need a mesader kiddushin. So you don't even need a bracha altogether. You don't need a bray bray goffin.
When you have a minyan, you make the brachas. If you have a wedding that's less than 10 people, you don't make the shabbat.
Yeah, but we're talking about
Birchus Erisin
and
Kedushin. Right, Birchus Erisin, right.
The Chuppah, not the Shevah
Bracha. Yeah.
But
so
that's the
Bracha
that he's talking about. Makes a
Birchus Erisin. You make two Brachas. Birchus Erisin, Birchus Erisin, Birchus Erisin, Birchus
Erisin. So you don't really need a minyan for that either?
You don't know. I think you need a minyan.
You need two Eidim, that's all you need.
Try to get away with it.
No, really.
I don't know. I think you need a minyan. You do need a minyan. To make the brachas, I think it has to be different. Virgis Erison, do you need? I don't know the answer. Okay, we're going off topic. Let's go back. What it says over here. Lo yitin adam lechol. So here he says over here.
Under the chuppah.
Yeah.
What's the halacha about splitting the first two brachas?
Different customs. Some do, some do not. Some are very mak, but not do, and some do it. Today it's very common they do it. It used to be years ago they didn't do it. But today there's so many kibbutz, so many people who are demand. They come with a shotgun. If you don't give me a kibbutz, someone used to tell me there are three Rosh Hashivas. First one, they gave three or four. First one, they gave Siddur Kiddushin. The second one, they gave the Ksuba. And the third one had a heart attack.
There's that famous story that Art School regards history.
Yeah.
There was a wedding in Yerushalayim, and Rabbi Kook was the Mesada Kedushin.
Yeah.
Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld was the Ksuba.
Okay.
So they came, the Hasidim, the Hotheads, the Hungarians who made the Homa Chayyim, they said, how could you take the Ksuba? It's a Bezoyim. So he said, I all the way was make fun of the people who make fun of Ksuba. Ksuba is, that's a Kenyan, it's an important thing. So I'm not going to go. So they said, it's not kavod for us.
Okay.
So he sat down, he wrote a letter, he said, here's my letter of resignation. I'm resigning from Data Haredah, I'm going to go. I'm going to do it if you
want. Okay.
So he went, and they did. And in the original Hebrew version, Isha Chaim, the story is there. And when they translated it into English, they took the whole story out.
Wait, where is the story there? We're in the Hebrew version of what?
Which Ishalachim.
Ishalachim, what is that? No, I'm not familiar with that sefer.
It's a biography of Yosef Chaim.
Oh, and the English version didn't include the story? So it's
no,
not a kash.
It's translation.
Like all right, that. It's not a kash. They had it. So someone, there was a Hebrew version of Chidushim from Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld. And there's a story there. It's an amazing story that there was this one day a year, Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld, he fasts. Every year he fasts that year. No one knew why he fasts. So they once figured out the reason he once told someone, because it happened one year, he had a daughter. Daughter must have been like 2-3 years old. And one day she was missing. They couldn't find her. And his wife, they got very nervous. They looked all over. And he went into a neighbor, and the girl ran into a neighbor, 3-year-old kid, and the neighbor was like playing with her, and she was sitting on his lap. And Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld was very frightened. Now today, in modern times, okay, in 2014, obviously we can appreciate this story, but go back 80 years ago, I don't think people really, you know, had that sensitivity to such a big deal. So the 2-year-old kid sitting on your lap, a girl. So he was very shaken up that his daughter was violated, kaviyachol, that was sitting on someone, a neighbor's lap. So for the rest of his life, on that day, he fasted. Okay, that's what it says in the Hebrew version. in the art scroll, they took this sefer and they select. They didn't publish everything. They selected most of the Hebrew chiddush and they translated English. That story is not there. On that parash, they left that out. And I understand why they left it out, because it's a different audience. You're writing it for English. You're writing it for a different audience, and different. They don't want to hear these type of things. And the art school doesn't need anyone. It's not an art school. It's not the art school. Anyone that would be translating a book and promoting it to a certain type of audience, what do you need the trouble for? You need to go promote such a story like that.
This is the stories of the parsha. On the parsha.
Of Yosef Chaim Zonfeld. Could be there are a number of stories. This one is an art scroll. This is an art scroll. Yeah, there are a number of books like that. It's not a whatever. It's just a very interesting story. And all right, let's go further. We have over here a situation where you are helping, you are giving food to a person that's not going to make a birchas hamotzi. Is not going to wash until tilas yadayim. Is it mutter or is it osur? So the basic yisod is bring down is if these people are anyway going to go to lunch and they're going to eat and they're not going to wash and they're not going to make a motzi. And what you're doing for them is nothing. You're not causing them to do an aver that they would not otherwise do. Then it's not forbidden. The only time it's forbidden to cause a person to do an aver is when they're doing something that they would not otherwise do. So here, anyway, do it. The hello, the din zesh. It's 1, 2, 3, 4 lines from the top. Hello, the din zesh. Nemarak im noisei loy b'matana. The oz have kmo trei avre dinara she'ein a yochel litol biatzma ve'over oz hanoisin alif neiver. Avol kishu koinem imenu b'mechir kesef shebiyado liknoi zeh b'chol mokam leko isur. So he differentiates this concept when if you give it to them as a gift or they come into your store to buy. If you give it to them as a gift, then it's very possible today this person would not eat bread. What does this person normally eat for lunch? He buys a salad. So by you giving him a sandwich for free, so today he's going to eat a sandwich. He's not going to wash. He's not going to recite Hamotzi. I am causing him to be nichshol. Otherwise, what would he have done? He would not be eating bread. At least he would not be nichshol in the avera of not washing the tilas yodayim. But if he comes into your store and he buys a sandwich, so he's paying for it, so he obviously wants a sandwich. If you're not going to sell it to him, you're going to say, I'm sorry, I can't sell it to you because you're not going to wash. I don't want to be the cause of your avera. So he'll go to the next store, go across the street to another store and buy the sandwich there. So I'm not what's causing him to do the avera. He has decided on his own to do the avera. Then I do not, my actions do not count.
So Jewish soup kitchen? You have a problem with that.
So we also he's not answering the question over here, but we discussed that from this Piskei Tshuvas. It's Staka. Staka is an exception. There are many exceptions to this rule. Here we're dealing with a situation where it's not Staka. It's just goodwill. Let's say in your workplace, you have a bunch of members on your team. Okay, you work together on a project, and now you want to be mahan everyone, so you bring in a tray, you bring in a platter of bagels and lox. Okay, you make a simcha, make a bris. You come in, you bring all the workers. And among your workers, you have some fellow co-workers who are not religious. They're not religious. And, take a bagel, take this. If not for you giving him the bagel, what's he going to eat for lunch?
Right.
He's not... It's even worse.
Right.
So maybe then you're right.
It's true.
Okay, but you're still directly causing him to be over on this specific issue of eating, not washing. But if you are giving him tzedakah, if you're giving him... I don't know if you're allowed to make that calculation. The lesser of the two evils, that's not your decision to make. The bottom line is, by you giving him this bagel, you are causing him to be nichshol. You are directly causing him to be nichshol and not washing for bread.
That's
it's not his choice.
Tzedakah
kiruv. So you've already got, he's already gave one answer. If it's tzedakah, it's charity. Charity doesn't count. The person is starving. He doesn't have what to eat. Then you don't get religious. Making a bracha. Ikur is you have to be healthy. You have to have food. That overrides everything. Another answer, kiruv. The greater goal is by me inviting you into my home and eating and watching my family and watching what it means.
That
may very well be so. You have to make that very tough decision. Who's going to answer these questions? Every person has to figure out these issues on his own. What's the greater goal? Those are already two exceptions. Tzedakah. What? Driving. That's right. It's a very, very tough question. I remember hearing about Ephraim Buchwald. Is he still in America? He made Aliyah. Yeah. So he years ago, I don't know if he still does Shabbos across America.
Jewish outreach.
His big thing is Jewish outreach. So he I don't know if he still does it. Shabbos across America. They don't do it in Brooklyn, but they used to have advertised on the radio. Brooklyn? Shabbos across America?
Yeah.
Okay, but I remember the first time he had Shabbos across America, I was taking a rabbinic training course from the National Council of Young Israel, and he was so excited, he came in and he said they just had professionally done their first commercial on television. It's going to be played across the entire United States, not in Brooklyn, of course, because in Brooklyn, it's not exactly the place to do Kiev. On radio, yes. He had a nice little jingle, a nice little niggun, but he had an actual commercial, okay, television, video commercial. What? So he was so excited. He showed us. He played for us. He brought in the television and he played us the commercial. A little clip, like 30-second commercial, a real hip clip. And then over the years, I always heard in the morning Shabbos across America. He had a nigun, a nice little nigun. So he told us then, but Shabbos across America, it is impossible to have these Jewish outreach gatherings if people are not going to drive. Mm-hmm. You put up posters, you put up on the television commercials, that's not going to happen. So how do you avoid this problem? So he didn't want to tell us to, but he said he spoke to the Gedolei Yisrael, the big, the heavy guns. Everyone would agree that he spoke to the big post, and they told him, it's okay, just, this is what he told us, you should have on the page, on your advertisement, on the little teeny letters in the bottom, we need a magnifying glass to read, you should have that if you want to be accommodations for Shabbos, we will provide them.
All the Chabad has this problem all over.
Right. They have different rules. You can't, Chabad has a different set of rules. They have a different set of rules. They have a whole different, you can't, it's a fact. I'm not trying to be to make trouble here, getting myself into trouble. Chabad has a different set of rules in these Kiruv. I don't know what their rules are. Everything goes.
They don't
even ask the Shaila.
They don't ask the people how you got there. That's all.
So somebody was not talking to his brother to this day.
There he is.
Because of what?
Because he said, if you're gonna drive to the Ofruf, I don't want you coming.
If you're gonna drive to the Ofruf, I don't want you coming. Alright, I don't know.
So he thought he would stay by him, and his brother said, I'd rather drive than stay by him.
He said, I'll put you up.
The best thing is, don't ask, don't tell.
I know,
this is right here in Brooklyn, until
1955-56, the Rabbi Menachem Mendel Schneerson used to ask him for the community, for his chassidim. And at that time he said, listen, I'm too busy, go to Rav Dvorak and to Tafsat. So they asked him a question. What's the halacha? You're walking and someone stops you and says, on Shabbos, he says, how do I get to King's Plaza?
Yeah.
And he's Jewish. So he said, the halacha is you have to tell him the quickest way to get there. So there should be the least
chil Shabbos. Okay.
It's a story about the rug also. So walking at a guy at carpool
Dog. You can't just have a similar
thing here in Brooklyn.
What am I going to tell
you? Just now, drive around for another hour. On the internet this week, or last week, at the Kinnush Lichem, one of their prom speakers was a Reform rabbi.
Exactly. I'm telling you.
Everyone yelled at him.
It's exactly what I'm telling you. Afterwards? What?
There's a video of this Reform rabbi became, goes to Shabbos or Shul, puts film every day. They were caravan, and on his personal level, he became a Shabbos Shabbos.
Every Friday night, they have on Avenue M, a Rabbi Herbst. They call it the Chill. These kids come from everywhere.
They drive.
He does not care.
Right.
Except the only thing he cares about is we have to bear his initial.
Right.
The truant and the kegel and the whatever he does. And that's where the kids have to wear young.
Okay, fine. You ever watch the telephone? You ever see the telephone, with Bob's telephone? Okay, first time I saw the telephone. Now I love it. If I have a chance to say clothes, I love dancing rabbis. What? The first time I saw it, I was shocked. The first time years ago, I was like, Ad kidei kach? You go so far, you're willing to go so low?
What's the name of that actor?
There are two of them. One is out in Long Island, and one is out in L.A.
The one in L.A. The one LA. I was a shot. I got used to it. Okay, I'm not now, there are a lot of goyim who are involved in these things.
Yeah, his son was saved by Chabad.
Yeah,
the drug addict, and they saved the son.
These kids,
his daughter.
Yeah.
He's a very right wing. He goes to
every week,
Okay, let's go further. Okay, let's finish up. Therefore, the rule over here is when it comes, the rule.
Does it happen?
No.
John Boyd.
The rule.
He's a good. There's no question.
About
it. He knows he's a good.
It's more interesting than the
Shalvador. They dance very nice. No.
It's a very. It is appropriate to what we're saying, because if you give a guy a piece of bread, and he says, "Blessed art thou, God, the universe gives us bread from the earth," you have to answer, "Amen."
Just quickly, they run a drug rehab program, and anybody can come, and that's what he's talking about.
So if a guy makes a bracha, do you answer amen or not? If he says a bracha...
I don't know, do you? Not for some, you do, it's halacha?
They say grace before meal.
No, it's not for them. If they say a bracha that doesn't mention the... Yes, it's a bracha.
Yeah, you have to say amen.
Yeah.
So if they make a generic, without saying JC...
Right, and they say, thank you God for giving us food,
you have to answer amen?
Okay. Okay. Next time we'll bring the video of the telephone.
If you bring a carbon to the base of English.
Okay, let's go further. Let us continue. Aber kische keine Menge beim Khir Kasef schon wieder liegen das der bekommt selber kommt lecker ist ein einmal schon was mal sham nicht soll gar kein bezeve hell gar kein die beim Khir lecker ist gar nicht schon mit sehr lecker. Ella Heichi, where Shemesaya begufoy oy bebemoynoy, where you actually assist him physically or by giving him a gift. Avo bemachvoy loy. I'm just Beis Yitzchok, which I'll show us Mahari Asad. So the basic answer is it's only forbidden to give a guy to give a Yisrael that's not observant bread is only to give it as a gift. But if he buys it, it's permitted, because if he's not going to buy from you, he'll buy from someone else. To review, the other exceptions are tzedakah, you don't ask any questions. Another exception is kiruv, you don't ask any questions. And the other head we gave was, we said from the Piskei Teshuvos, is that what you should do is you should make a bracha before you eat, and be mitzi him, even though he's not answering amen. Just the fact that he listens, shemek oinet, to some degree is also a fulfillment of making the bracha that can be relied upon b'shas hadchak. Okay, next halacha hey on the bottom, loy mikri hefsik. So this halacha was said in reference. Where is the ois hey here on the page? Chav beis, okay. Hamespal b'sech asuda k'shechoyz lechol ein tzarach levarich oid hamoytzi v'chein im yasha b'sech asuda shein sarai af al pi shenimshach ein zezman le'mikri hefsek. So you don't need to make a new birchas hamoytzi le'mikri hefsek. Ayim hagos ma'asham kosav shenishlo b'choyle b'yom ha'kipurim shetzarach lelechol pachas mikashir v'lishos b'en time im havi hefsek v'tzarach levarich b'chol pam. Interesting shayla. So you have a chol Yom Kippurim. He eats bread, pachos mikashir. You're allowed to eat on Yom Kippurim less than the amount of food you could fit into a schnapps cup. Kaseves agasa. So kaseves agasa is, I think it's two. But generally, like the amount of food you can fit into one schnapps cup, you could eat. And then you also drink. They're not mitzarif. You can take a little drink, a little schnapps cup. And you can take a little food, a little piece of bread, whatever you want to eat, and then you wait. How long do you wait? You wait 9 minutes. And you can do this the whole day. You can gain weight. You have a good meal by doing this the whole day, eating one ounce at a time every 9 minutes. You can really pack down a lot of food and not have violated the Issa Derais of eating on Yom Kippur. You're a doctor. You probably tell this to people all the time, right?
No, but
I'll say that.
You tell this to the rabbi, yeah.
You tell this, this is, well, you tell this, the rabbi always says, it's the doctor. Whatever the doctor says. Whatever the rabbi says. I'm not accepting responsibility. Okay, whatever. So the question is, yes, do you make another hamotzi every 9 minutes? Right? You're going to wash, you're making a tilos yadayim, and you make a birchas hamotzi, and when it's all over, you're going to bench. When it's all over, but do you actually bench? You don't bench because it's pachas. You don't eat it within 9 minutes. So you don't bench. I'm sorry, you don't bench because since you're eating it more than turkey, that's why many people do not make a burning fashos on a cup of coffee. If you don't drink a reviz within 3 minutes, so we rely upon that you do not need to make a burning fashos. So you would not bench either. So the question is, do you need to make a new birchas haloitzi every time you eat your little schnapps cup of food.
Was it within the 72 minutes of the...
Well, for that, you know, even that doesn't make a difference. Even if it's within 72 minutes, the fact is, if you eat a kezayis less the time of achilas pras, you're not mechuyif to bench. That's why Moshe is very machmir. Moshe is very machmir that when you go to, you have to sit down by a bread meal, a Shabbos, you must eat a full kezayis of bread within 3 minutes. Many people don't do this. Many people, they wash, and they just take a small amount, a little teeny crumb of bread, and that's the only bread they eat the entire meal, and they eat other things. So there are opinions that say it's okay, that you can combine all the food you eat in the meal with the bread that you recite Halotzi to recite Birchas Hamazon. Rav Moshe very strongly disagrees. He holds that you're not allowed to recite Birchas Hamazon unless you eat a kezayis of bread within Achilas Pras, which according to him is 3 minutes. You have to eat a kezayis, the amount of bread that you can squeeze into a schnapps cup within 3 minutes. Only then are you allowed to bench. Otherwise, the shayla bracha levatala. Now here is our question. The yipasul of the b'shul lishos b'time im hoyu im avi hefsek l'tzoch loy levarich b'chopam beheshav deloy havei hefsek. Kevon she'ein oisa maisa, you're not doing a maisa. Just sitting around and waiting is not called a hefsek, and you do not need to recite the new birchas hamoitzi. If a problem you don't gam tfiloy havei hefsek, ayin sham certainly we halach l'maisa pasul if you daven. We learned over here in this halacha, the person goes in the middle of eating, and then all of a sudden they say, "No way, we better daven mincha. We're going to miss the zman." And in the middle of eating, you daven mincha, and then you go back to your meal. Halacha l'maaseh, we pasken, you do not have to recite the new birchas hamoitzi. So just like there's no need to birchas hamoitzi in this case, there's no need to make a new hamoitzi. But proudly done, gam tefila, gam lo yavi hefsek. Ayin shem mitzasi ato hashal v'ashulah hanal nichtuva b'shal shuvas marsham. He actually says it there. Okay, one of the quick things I found something very cute. Reviewing from yesterday that we learned yesterday Ava Gezel, that a person should not force himself upon a host when the host can't afford to feed you. Let's say the host is embarrassed. The host really doesn't have what to give you. And you know that if you're going to, and he sees you, and every week he invites you, so out of embarrassment he says, "Oh, please come over, let me give you what to eat." So you should not accept, because it's avak gezel. He doesn't really want to give you, and by taking, you're taking away his food, you're stealing. So what should you do? You should commit a white lie. What's the white lie? It says over here in the name of the Minchas Yitzchak, you tell him, "The doctor says I'm not allowed."
Where's that doctor?
Who's the doctor?
Another way of saying that is, I'm on a diet.
Who's the doctor? So how do you want to say it's a lie? What doctor? What doctor? The doctor walked out of the room. What doctor? Doctor is the Rambam.
Which doctor?
The Rambam, the Roife. Look what it says over here. Read you what it says. When I lost the page, I thought that was very cute. Like Yaakov, Onochi Esav Bichorecha. I'm Esav, your firstborn. Okay, I lost it. I don't know where it is over here. But the doctor first, the Rambam, was the Roife. And he says that this is called Avah Gezel. Your person should not force yourself upon someone else. Okay, that concludes these halachas. Let's go now to the next siman. We'll spend a few minutes beginning the next siman. The siman halachas brachas. The big child, do you make a bracha on dessert? That's pretty much what it comes down to. Do you make a bracha on dessert? Kol ma she'ochlim sechasuda sim mem gimel. Kol ma she'ochlim sechasuda medvarim she'regilim lochlam besechasuda lespoyak on basar dogim mine lifton daisa. Daisa is porridge. Okay, cereal. They translate in the arts called pancakes.
Really?
Yeah, in the arts called Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, daisa is translated as pancakes. Umine levivois. Levivois, what do they translate that as? Okay, blintzes, a lot, whatever it is. Afilu dvavish echlem beloy lechem, kulam einam tshichem bracha loy lefneim beloy liachem. If you wash, you recite hamayitzi lechem in aretz, everything that you eat during the meal that is served to fill you up, to satiate you, does not require a bracha, whether it's meat, whether it's zonos, or whether it's anything. As long as it's for the purpose of satisfaction. Even an appetizer, let's say the item itself does not really fill you up, It's not going to, you'll be hungry, but if you're eating some type of food which will stimulate your appetite, that also does not require a bracha, even though it's not going to give you satisfaction. Therefore, the brachas hamotzi, brachas hamazon is sufficient. Let's say you're middle of eating, and all of a sudden, something unexpected happens. Your neighbor walks in with a pot of chalent and says, "You have to have some of my chalent." Of course, you have an erev. You're very friendly with your neighbor, and all of a sudden you have new food that you did not, that was not part of the menu. It was not on the menu. It arrives. You do not need to make a new bracha, because the assumption is when you recite Hamotzi, you have an open mind. Keep an open mind. Who knows? Maybe a Martian will land from another planet and will bring you food. We'll bring you food from the moon. Everything is fine. Afilu nishtachu lo mibotim achedim ein tzach levarach aleim demistoma. You hear what it says? Demistoma das adam al kol mashe v'yulo. Person has an open mind. Whatever will come into my dining room, I will eat. V'chein, what about drink? If you have a glass of a soft drink, or if you have anything but wine, any type of borscht or anything that you drink that's for the purpose of satisfaction, because the halachah, it's not proper to eat unless you drink. So the drinking also enhances your eating. Chutz. Now the only exception is according to the kitzer, and we're going to discuss other exceptions, except for yayin. If you are eating a bread meal, let's say you go to a restaurant, it's not Shabbos, and you're having a delicious meal, and then they bring out a menu with wine. What do they call it? A special
list,
and they ask, would you like to order a bottle of wine? And you select the most expensive bottle of wine, and they bring, you have to make a borei priya gofen. Although you have made a hamoitzi, the hamoitzi does not exempt a boirei pre hagofen.
Even if you take the cheapest wine.
If you take the cheapest wine and then you later order another bottle that's more expensive wine, then you need to make a bracha, another bracha of habracha atoyva hametif. Shilas, do you make the bracha atoyva hametif before you drink, or do you make the bracha after you drink? Different minhagim of when you make the atoyva hametif. Yeah, a taste. Okay, so some make it after.
Before they bring you the bill.
Okay, let's see. Afal pi she'enoi. So you have to make a bracha chutz me'al hayayin. Lefi shayayin hu davar chashav she bekama mekayim osim mechuyav levar cholav. You have to make a bracha afal pi, because many different situations by a simcha, by a bris, by a wedding, by a pidyon haben she bekama mekayim osim mechuyav levar cholav. Afal pi she'enet tzarch lishtoes kugoyin kiddush v'avdala tzrichim levar cholav gamas. You must make the bracha b'sech hasuda be'imbiruch al hayayin koydim tzosam. Let's say now, fine. That is what you normally need to do. That's when it's during the week. What about on Shabbos? You had a Shabbos Suda, and in the middle of the meal, they bring out a bottle of wine. Are you mechuyev to recite Borei Priya Gofen? No. Shabbos is different. Because Shabbos, at least at Friday night and Shabbos day, you make Kiddush. Since you make Kiddush, and Kiddush begins, concludes with Borei Priya Gofen, unless you make Kiddush on Schnapps. If you make Kiddush on Schnapps, then you will have to say Borei Priya Gofen, yeah?
What if you ate with somebody else's Kiddush?
It's okay, it doesn't matter.
If
you yoitza with someone else, Kiddush is fine. The amen that you answer counts for your Borei Priya Gofen for the remainder of the meal. Not only that, it also counts for Shahakal. Go to a Kiddush. Now this gets complicated, and I have to review that. I'm just clear of it now, so I have to just... If you yourself make Kiddush, let's just review a general halacha. Not everyone knows halacha. A Borei Priya Gofen exempts you from making a Shahakal. If you make a Borei Priya Gofen, you do not need to make, if you come home, right, in the middle of the week, come home right now, I want a glass of wine, take a glass of wine, make a Borei Priya Gofen, and now you want to drink a glass of orange juice. Do you make a shakal on the orange juice? No. The Borei Priya Gofen covers all liquids.
But if orange...
So when you make the Borei Priya Gofen, we'll see an example of that in a moment,
It's not a meal.
Didn't wash.
If you make Kiddush in shul,
yeah,
then you come home.
Yeah, different location.
You just have to wash. then all of a sudden you want to drink Burger
Pilgrim? No, that's worse because it's a different location. Then the Burger Pilgrim is not going
to
help.
No, you have to make another.
So if you go and use a very important halacha, if you make a, you go to a kiddush in shul, and they make a Burger Pilgrim, and then you come home, and then you come home, and then you wash, and then they bring out wine in the middle of the meal. You need to make a noah. That's a machlokes. That's a very big chumrah. Kiddush b'makom suda. That's a very big machlokes. You know, the soup, you have to have another kiddush. Not everyone. That's not mainstream. There are opinions.
It's not worse than the kiddush.
You can do it. No one's stopping you. But you have to do so. The minhag olam is no.
By day is not the chumra of kiddush.
But you already made kiddush. You made kiddush in shul. You had a mezonos in shul. So yoytz in shul kiddush b'makom suda. So now you want to do it again. You're having a suda. You don't need to have another kiv of kiddush b'makom suda. There are opinions. I did see what you said. There are opinions that say that you should make kiddush again, but it's not a majority opinion. Okay, now here let's
do. Especially, I think it's important when everyone at kiddush makes the bracha on the whiskey, so they never made it very
good. Exactly. Well, if you make kiddush on schnapps, and then in the middle of the meal wine is served, you have to make another. We have to make a bracha often. Or if you make kiddush in shul, you come home, you have to make another bracha priyagofen in the middle of the meal if they serve wine in the middle of the meal. But if you make bracha priyagofen as for kiddush before the meal begins, that bracha priyagofen will exempt you from the bracha priyagofen that you would normally need to make in the middle of the meal. And it also will exempt you, another very kiddush, also will exempt you from any shahakol you would normally need to make in the middle of the meal. What do I mean? Schnapps.
What about herring?
Oh, so that's a very big shy. First of all, the herring is an appetizer. As an appetizer, definitely not.
Not in the meal, in the kiddush. What are you making? You're making a zonus that happens you on the herring?
No.
So you'll be surprised. Some say it's machlokes. Some say you don't need to make a shakol on the herring. That's right. Some say you don't need. Only you make a mezonos.
The
chol, no, the chol you do. Hadama you do. Shahakol, there's a very big machlokes. Some hold that the bori priyagofen that you make for kiddush is so powerful, it exempts shahakol on a food as well. That's what it says. I think the Mishnah Berurah says this. The minhag olam is not like this. The minhag olam is that the bori priyagofen only exempts drinks, liquids. Drinks, soft drinks. The kitzur doesn't say anything about it. He doesn't say about foods. So it's not for the kitzur that you... What type? The majority of...
Potatoes.
Why is it not hadama? You make two brachas.
Beans.
You make two brachas on challah. You make on the potatoes. Potatoes and the beans. You make hadama and the meat. You would make a shahakol. You make two. Then two brachas. Unless you have generally on challah you make. Sometimes not all challah have meat. That's the good challah. Expensive challah. And then you have a kishka. So kishka is mezonos. Zonos, so you'd have to make three brachas in challah.
No bracha, the kishka.
But you already made mezonos. Already made mezonos on the mezonos after the priyagofen.
Three brachas in challah.
Doesn't that exempt you now?
Then that comes the fourth bracha. That was the fourth bracha.
That mezonos exempts you on the kishka. Exempts you.
Yeah, but
on the cake. On the cake, right. But let's say you have no cake. You can't get to the cake. They chapped all the cake. All the only thing you can do in the time of the kiddush on the suda is us. Okay, let's see. Let's. We're getting sidetracked. Birchas Hagoymel. It doesn't matter for Birchas Hagoymel.
They took a guy and they had a good shmaltz for him, and they gave him he said, I want to know what you guys eat, and they gave him some challah. He fell asleep and he woke up the next day. He says, wow, you guys are fantastic. How do you get up? Yeah.
No. I thought you were going to say the joke that the person made a challah, the king, a goyish king saw the challah, and he said how did it go? Forget it. No.
That's banana. Tias Hamason. Oil Mazer. You go to sleep and you wake up.
That's Tchias Amesim. Okay, let's learn this one halacha. In Berech al Hayayin Koidim Netilas Yadayim V'Chayisa Dayit Elishtos Kama. We're up to halacha. We'll start from the beginning. Let's just run through the very quickly. V'chein Ein Tzorich Levarich Al Kol Minei Mashkim Mashkim. You do not need to make a bracha on liquids. When you eat, when you recite Hamoitzi Lechem Min Haaretz, any drink, any liquid that you consume, part of the meal does not require a bracha or rishon. It's included in the words of Hamoitzi Lechem Min Haaretz. Why? Shehamashkin gam kein bichlal hasu dehein. She'ein derech achila b'loish si. That's the way you eat. You eat by drinking a little bit. Chutz me'al hayayin. One is the exception. Lefi shayayin hu davar choshef. Shevkam akar mitzchum l'chuyam l'varech alav avap yishayin mitzorech l'shtos kigoyin kishrav dola. Tzrichim l'varech alav gam mitzorech hasuda. V'im berech ala yayin kodim nitzel seyra b'letzi. You make a bracha on yayin before you wash. V'hoi sedait That's what you normally do. You don't even have kavana, but normally you have wine during the meal. Then now, what about schnapps? What about schnapps, whiskey in the middle of the meal? Whiskey in the middle of the meal is not something which is consumed, drunk for satisfaction. It's more like a dessert. It's something which is just a tainuk. It's an enjoyment. The only time you do not need to make a bracha is when you're eating for nourishment. But if you're not eating for nourishment, you're eating for enjoyment, that is not included in the Hamoitzi Lechem Min Haaretz. So the person in the middle of the meal decides he wants to have some schnapps, and schnapps is a bircha shahakol, you mechuyev to make a shahakol in the middle of your meal. The yayin, however, it depends where you live. In Hungary, it appears that schnapps was consumed for nourishment. Maybe some yes, some not. So the only way to make sure you don't get yourself into trouble if you do occasionally use the whiskey as part of your nourishing meal is to dip your bread in the whiskey. The yayin siraf whiskey, the medino seinu in Hungary, shein derech lishtoso tamid besoch hasuda, but some do. Some also drink whiskey in the middle of the meal, part of the nourishment. Have a sofek im hu bichlal hasuda olo, is a part of nourishment or is it called enjoyment? Ulachain, what do you do to solve the problem? You have one of two choices. Im daite lishtos yayin sraf besoch hasuda yishtet. So the best solution is, before you begin your meal, to take a little whiskey. Before you begin your meal, before you wash, make a shahakol, because then you have not yet recited Hamotzi Lechem Min Haaretz. So at this point in time, you have a full-fledged obligation to make a bracha shahakol. You make a shahakol, and you take a little sip of whiskey. But you have to now be very careful not to drink a full shir. If you drink a shir revius, now you mechuyev to recite the bracha achreino bari nefashos. And who says that the birchas hamazon is going to, that was what we learned a couple of days, weeks ago, birchas hamazon will not necessarily exempt you from the bari nefashos, of things that you've consumed before the meal begins. So the only way to play it safe is don't put yourself in a situation where you mechuyev to make a bracha achareina. How can you do that? Don't drink the full shir.
What if you make kiddush though?
Oh, and that's the other solution. If it's a Shabbos, so you make kiddush, so when you say bari priya gofen exempts you from a shahakol, then there's no problem. Then in the middle of the meal, you can drink the whiskey, which was not part of, which even if it's called a tainuk, it's already covered with the bari priya gofen you made before. Or you, when you made kiddush, so the other. But if it's not on Shabbos, the chayim daite lishtos yain strafs b'ser chasuda yishter ma'at koydim metilas yadayim the hayin upachas mekazayis b'varuchalav yichavin lifter gam mashe yishter b'ser chasuda v'yim loy osa kain. Let's say you did not do so, you forgot to make a shahakol before the meal began, and now in the middle of the meal they're serving whiskey, and now you have a dilemma: is the whiskey part of the nourishment or is it called enjoyment? So you have no choice. What to do is take something else. Go to the kitchen and take out some sugar. Sugar certainly is not nourishment. It's not nourishing. You take some sugar cube and suck a sugar cube. That is not part of the nourishment of the meal. That's tainuk. And that you mechuyev to make a shahakol. And we have kavon on that shahakol. It should also exempt the whiskey.
Yivarech mitchila. With
beer. Beer depends if the beer is served for nourishment. The beer is served for tainuk. It would be the same exact thing.
You have homes where they don't drink soda.
What?
They don't drink soda.
So then it's only pure tainuk.
And someone brings out a bottle of soda.
It's tainuk.
Special, they have to make a brachah.
Yes, that's correct. I'll give you other examples where today it's not so simple. V'yivarech b'tchila al tzash sukkar, v'yiftar es hayayin sraf, v'yesh nehagin. Some say that's also not such a good idea. The best thing to do is, that might be a bracha shenet sricha, the best thing to do would be to dip some bread in the whiskey, v'yesh nehagin litbol ma'at pas b'socho, and then you dip the bread, and then you eat the piece of bread. So once you already begin to enjoy the whiskey, it's part of the bread, then you can continue drinking the whiskey alone, and it does not require a bracha. You've shown that it's tafel. If you, then it's not a problem.
No problem.
Not a problem. We said that before. If you make a Bar Priya Goffin before the meal begins, the Bar Priya Goffin exempts a shahakol. There's nothing to worry about.
So there should be a new chumrah that you must make a Bar Priya Goffin even on the second suda because it gets rid of all the shayles.
It does. In a certain way, it does. It's a very good point. It does
especially
take away a lot of problems. Yeah.
The serving whiskey and the serving beer.
V'yesh nehagim litbol ma'at pas b'socha v'yesh mefakim alzeh some hold that's not such an ideal thing to dip the bread in the whiskey. Then that should solve the problem. Now the whiskey becomes a nourishment. It's tuffle to the bread, and you don't need a bracha. Not everyone agrees, so it's a no win situation. The best not a no win. The best thing to do is to make the shakel before you begin your meal. Now I want to put out one important thing. This is what it says here in Kitzur. I saw this in the Shomitz Mahalacha that today in modern times, many people, there are poskim which hold that we drink excessive amounts of liquid. People, especially if you're by a sheva brachas, and the speeches go on and on forever and ever, and just people are just very restless, and they just start taking a glass of water and drinking, or people today they have sore throats, everyone has some type of obsession with whatever it is, and they need to drink. We drink liquids today during the meal that are not what Chazal viewed as part of the Suda. Tam Chazal, you eat and you drink. The amount that you drink was very limited. You just drink enough liquid in order to flush the food down your throat to get it into the stomach. Today, I don't know, you have to do studies how they ate and drank in ancient times. The way we drink liquid is in excess, much more than it used to be. And many poskim question why we should not be mechuyev to make a shahakal even on a glass of water or a cup of soda that we drink during the meal. So believe it or not, there are poskim that say that every meal you should start off with either, like you say, a Bar Priya Goffin, especially with Shabbos, to make Kiddush again, or to drink a small amount of liquid before the meal begins, and make a shahakol, and don't drink a full shir, so you should not get yourself into the issue of making a bracha achrona, and that shahakol you'll make before the meal will certainly exempt you from all of the drinks that you're going to have throughout the remainder of the meal. Now what about the end of the meal, coffee and tea at the end of the meal? So that would come to later on. That is a tough shayla. If you're eating, you're only drinking the coffee and tea because you want, it's a tainug, tainug, then you are mechuyev to make the bracha. Most people view the coffee and tea that's drunk at the end as assisting in the digestion of the food. You've eaten the meal, and now it helps the digestion of the meal, so it's tafel to the suda, and you would not be mechuyev to make a shahakal on coffee and tea at the end of the meal. Okay, but some disagree. So this is a personal preference. I think most people do not. When you go to a formal meal, they say there's coffee and tea. You do not make a bracha on the coffee and tea. Do you make a bracha on dessert? We'll get to later on. Yes, dessert, fruits and vegetables for sure that are served as a dessert. Something which is bracha is Bar Priya Eitz, or Bar Priya Adama, that is purely dessert. Definitely, less man the polik, you make a bracha, Bar Priya Eitz, Bar Priya Adama. Shahakol, it's very complicated. Shahakol, if you made kiddush, if it's a Shabbos meal where they made kiddush, and now they're serving ice cream, so it's a big machlekes ha-poiskim. Some poiskim, Mishnebur is mashma, that the Bar Priya Goffin that was said before to make kiddush, that Bar Priya Goffin exempts a shahakol dessert as well. It doesn't just exempt a shahakol drink, it exempts a shahakol dessert. Others disagree. Others hold that a shahakol dessert is a shahakol dessert. You have to make a shahakol. What about mizonos dessert? Apple pie or anything they serve as mazonos. It's another big machlekes. Rav Moshe holds you do not. He holds an hour time generally, not for everyone, generally a mazonos dessert is viewed in our society as part of in the category of nourishment, not as tainuk.
And if you have a hot pie with a scoop of ice cream?
You don't make a bracha. It's two separate things. Hilchos brachos. So this is Hilchos brachos question. Today, every dessert requires a posek. You have to have a dessert coming with a posek to tell you what bracha you make on this dessert. No, because some you gave a very general question. There was, I read an article recently in one of these magazines that one of the mumchim, the big mumchim in desserts, it's professional. He says we have to make every week. We have to make new desserts. They get outdated very quickly. And when you go to a chasna and you see a dessert, if you had this dessert 2 weeks ago, right away they say the caterer is no good. So we have to have a new dessert, every new design for the dessert.
Get sushi at the end of a wedding.
A new dessert. So every dessert you have to decide, is it an ikar and a tofel? Are they two ikarim? Two desserts, is it one dessert? If you can have a mizonos and a shahakol, so you're getting yourself into two shilas. Do you make a mizonos? Rav Moshe L'Chori says no. And the shahakol, Mishnah Berurah seems to say no either. You also don't make a shahakol, so you're off the hook.
Right.
You go to the whole meal.
Sushi is a shahakol and a mizonos, because you have the rice and you have the fish.
Sushi, no, that mizonos is a different type of mizonos. That's not so simple. The mizonos of rice is not necessarily nourishing.
But you're getting it as a dessert.
Getting it as a dessert. And that's different. I don't know the answers. That's a different type of mizonos. Rice for dessert. Never had that before.
Rice for dessert.
Rice pudding you have.
Rice pudding?
Yeah, you have.
What do you mean? They make pudding out of rice?
Yeah.
Pudding out of rice.
Put chocolate
and you put cinnamon.
The pudding itself was made from rice?
Rice.
And there's pieces of rice in it.
Yes, piece of rice, but what about the pudding? When you buy pudding,
boil it up.
Regular pudding. What is it called? How's it made? Regular pudding.
Milk.
Not rice. So what do you mean rice?
Rice pudding. With water.
So that you would make a mizonos. So that's a mizonos, but that's not nourishment. I'm assuming that's not in the category of nourishment. That you would make a mizonos. You would make a mizonos in such a type of pudding.
It's like cake.
It's like cake. It tastes like cake.
Pudding, rice pudding.
I don't know. Chiluki deis. Whatever you do, you'll find the source. You'll find the makar for. So if someone questions you at the meal, I do like the other opinion. Not necessarily. You have legitimate opinions.
So the Maitzi, L'chayrish, would be part of everything. No, it doesn't.
That's a very big mistake. People think Hamotzi does not part of everything. That's a very big mistake. Hamotzi only parters things that are eaten part of the meal. Anything that is not in the category of nourishment. It's dessert. It's tainuk. Children, you go to a candy machine, look what goes on, look at the candy machine. This is not nourishment. It's all sugar, it's poison. This you can't call nourishment, and you eat that part of the meal, you're eating, this is not included in what Chazal had in mind, that the Birchas HaMotzi exempts you. Coca-Cola. Is Coca-Cola really called nourishment?
No.
Is it really, it's not so simple. You really don't have to make a shahakol. When you drink Coca-Cola in the middle of the meal, you really don't need to make a shahakol. Drinking that assists in the achila, to push down the food into your stomach, that of course, that's toffel to the achila, you don't make a shahakol.
That's only plain water. If you're on a diet, you see people who die walking around with a bottle of water.
Yeah.
I heard this last week. If someone, Arab and Kippur, decides I have to drink 10 cups of water because I'm eating fast, their place can say you don't make a bracha on the water.
Water, you don't make a bracha. It's water that's not that. There's no nourishment. You don't make a bracha.
So when you drink plain water at a surah to go down, fine. If you're going to drink, it's like the guy who knocks out. He says,
if you're thirsty. But if you're thirsty, you must make a shahakal on water. If you're thirsty, even regular water. If you're thirsty, you must make a shahakal.
Right,
but is it for the nourishment? This is a very fine line. The only time the Birchas HaMotzi exempts you from a bracha is the food that you're eating can be considered to be nourishment. If it's off the chart of nourishment, but in the category of enjoyment, it requires its own bracha. Where do you draw the line? It's very difficult. Every person is different. That's why these halachas are not clear, and you'll go to two different people, they'll do completely different things. Why? Because most of the time they don't know what they're doing, they're just doing what they were told, and whoever told them, whoever researched it was doing what they're doing for themselves. So everyone is all mixed up in these matters. And the truth is, no one is right, no one is wrong. Because you definitely have many sides of the coin when it comes to this. But that is the yisod. The yisod to keep in mind is, there's something called nourishment, and there's something called tainuk. If it's nourishment, you don't make a bracha. The hamotzi that has been set on the bread includes nourishment, and even things which assist in nourishment. If it's going to assist in the digestion, if it's going to whet your appetite, that's nourishment, no bracha. If it's off, out of the category of nourishment, tainuk, the ikar hadin requires its own separate bracha. Okay, let's stop here.